Welcome to The Smoke Room, Cigars with Elegant Plume, the podcast devoted to cigar aficionados. Without further ado, let's get into today's show with your host, Drita Hyde.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very first podcast episode of The Smoke Room, Cigars with Elegant Plume. I am your host, Drita Hyde, and in this episode, I'll be sharing a little bit more about myself. And who the heck is this Elegant Plume, and what does that mean anyway? And then towards the end, we will go over the description of the show. Before we dive into the show, I wanted to go ahead and share with you guys the sponsor for today's show is Montenegro Cigars. And today, I am smoking the Toro Especial Serie F. The tobacco for this cigar is aged for over 5 years. The body is medium to full, and the wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano with the binder and filler of Nicaraguan. So definitely encourage you guys to go ahead and check out Montenegro Cigars. They have a really good line, and definitely wanted to give them a shout out. So thank you for being a sponsor for today's show. And so let's go ahead and dive into who I am briefly without going into too much detail. Again, my name is Drita Hyde. I am originally from Southern California. I'm a mom, currently living in Charlotte, North Carolina, and made a brief little pit stop in Atlanta for about 4 years. As far as my 9-to-5, I am an HR professional. I have done pretty much all disciplines of HR. Completely love what I do. Wouldn't give it up for the world. I just love interacting with people and learning about different people. And currently, I'm doing talent acquisition, so definitely love giving people the opportunity to display their skill set and matching them up for the perfect position that is best for them. So first, let me just start off by saying I'm a new cigar smoker. So first and foremost, with this whole podcast, I don't want to present myself as a know-it-all. By no means a cigar connoisseur. I am very much a newbie. But I kind of wanted to do this podcast to just to kind of, you know, take you guys on the journey with me and let you guys experience things as I do and share whatever information that I have learned with you guys. So I definitely feel like it would be a benefit for everyone, whether you're a newbie or a vet. I feel like everybody can enjoy this show. So just backing up a little bit, as I stated, I am a new cigar smoker. I've been smoking for, I would say, about 4 years now. I had my very first cigar at Havana Phil's. A friend of mine came to visit, and we went and to Havana Phil's, and he gave me an Acid Blondie, very first cigar. And at first, I was a little, timid, maybe. I was never a smoker of anything prior to that. And, you know, I was like, God, I don't really want to inhale all this crap into my lungs. And it wasn't until we've had that discussion that I learned, hey, all you have to do is just pull on the cigar, kind of let the smoke just kind of marinate in your mouth and just push it back out. You don't have to inhale. So with that, I was like, okay, great. Well, let's go ahead and try this. So Havana Phil's, if you don't know, by the way, which is in Greensboro, I do believe. Greensboro or Winston-Salem. Sorry, Havana Phil's. I think it's Greensboro, but you guys can Google it. Really, really, really nice lounge. And so went there. Had my first cigar, and I really, really, really enjoyed it. Apparently, the infused cigar was my ticket into the cigar world. I really did not expect to enjoy it as much as I did, but really glad that I had the opportunity. So shortly after going to Greensboro to have my first cigar and hang out with a friend, you know, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I think I want another one of those little acid thingies. So I went to my little Google, start trying to find places where I can find acid. Was very, very wary of going into places and say, hey, can I get some acid? I was like, for people who don't know about cigars or know about the brand of acid cigars, I didn't want them to think that I was trying to score or anything like that. So yeah, I've had a few weird looks because I didn't know any better. I was going into those vape stores and, you know, because it just said tobacco on it, right? And so I'm like, well, maybe they have cigars. I was completely ignorant to this how this whole thing worked. But I did come across a cigar lounge and, you know, met some great people. And I mean, it was just on from there. And then, you know, I just start trying different cigars and just really developing a love for the cigar by itself, the cigar community. And now I'm really, really interested in learning about the cigar industry. So let's go ahead and talk about who is Elegant Plume. What the heck, right? It is a different name, but what it is, it's just my smoking moniker. It's just something that I came up with. It's just a name that I smoke under. What does it mean? Nothing too extravagant behind the meeting. I think in all things that I do, I want to exude class and elegance. And plume, you know, has multiple definitions for the word, but basically it's just the billow of smoke that is coming out of my mouth. So I just want to smoke, and I want to smoke it elegantly with class and distinction. So that's basically what Elegant Plume is. I have done several different projects underneath Elegant Plume over the last couple of years. I have done some modeling in the past, and I decided, you know what, let me just go ahead and see if I can merge these two passions of mine outside of HR. You know, what would happen if I merge modeling with smoking cigars? You know, what would that marriage look like? And then, you know, I decided, hey, why not do a calendar? So that's what I did. I released my first Elegant Plume calendar in 2018. That edition was just all me. Was fortunate enough to get a sponsor. Shout out to GTO Cigars. They sponsored my first calendar, and I had an awesome time doing that project, and it was really, really, really great. And then I decided to do it again for this year, 2019. But this particular year, I decided to add some additional Sisters of the Leaf, and then I just kind of took things up to the next level. I added some cigar events in there, different events all over the world and all over the country. And then I also included some cigar tips. So that was what made the 2019 calendar different than the 2018. Not quite sure if I'm going to do one for 2020 yet. I'm kind of leaning towards not, but we'll see how things go. Also, I have an Elegant Plume powered Facebook group page called Cigar Cut Up. We have roughly about 2,000 members right now. Very, very engaged group. So if you are not on Facebook, or if you are, definitely want to encourage you guys to come and join us. I mean, we really have a really good time. I really focus in on education, having meetups, so that we can actually get from behind the computer and actually meet each other and have herb sessions and, you know, talk about our experiences with the different cigars that we try. I don't want it to be a Facebook group that's just all about selfie mode, you know, just selfie, 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 selfies. Okay, that's great. It does serve a purpose. You know, you're able to see a person and you're able to, depending on how much pictures they post, you're able to determine, okay, I get a pretty much good idea of what this person's, you know, palate is like. They're very much into full body, you know, full strength cigars or what have you, or they're very much into infused only cigars. So, you know, and then not only that, selfies also serve a purpose that if somebody happens to take a picture with their cigar that you're not familiar with, and you're interested in, you may pick up your phone and Google the cigar and learn more about it, read or watch some reviews. And then, you know, who knows, you may go ahead and decide to buy the cigar yourself and actually love it. I did that myself with LFD La Avocada. I was in a different cigar group, not my own. And I saw this LFD La Avocada, and I thought that I had actually seen all of the LFD cigars. And I'm like, what is this cigar? I haven't even seen this before. I wonder what it's like. Then I did a quick little Google, researched it. Then I posted it in my group, and then everybody was just kind of chiming in. Oh, yeah, I tried that cigar. That's great. Yada, 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 yada. Then I went to my home lounge here in Charlotte, and one of my Brothers of the Leaf saw my post, and he actually had some, gave it to me. I didn't even have to buy it. Yes, thank you. And oh my gosh, it was so, so, so good. And now that's like one of my favorites. Not in my top five, but definitely, definitely one of the ones that I will definitely welcome to smoke anytime. I really, really enjoy that cigar. And so now, let me back up a little bit. So I'm also doing event hosting. I have done most of my event hosting around the calendar. have done some calendar events in Miami, which was very recent, a few in Atlanta and quite a few in Charlotte, definitely looking to travel a little bit more. I love going to different lounges, you know, just to meet different people, check out the different cigar lounges and, you know, their setup and what their humidor is like. Is it boutique heavy? Is it, you know, is it more, you know, the more popular brands that you're going to see in there? You just never know what you're going to find in a humidor, some kind of, you know, hidden treasure or something like that. So I definitely love going to cigar lounges. And so I'm definitely looking forward to doing that a lot more in the future. And then, of course, we are now, where I am now, embarking on my most newest project, which is the podcast, The Smoke Room. And I have to say, I was a little intimidated. I knew that I wanted to do it. I knew that I wanted to do it a lot. But, you know, I think I'm just like a research junkie. You know, sometimes we can research things a little bit too much. And it's just time to just jump in. Just jump in. Don't even think about anything, you know, because sometimes our own mind defeats us. You know what I mean? Like we just overthink things too much and it becomes a stumbling block. So, you know, it came to a point when I'm like, Drita, just do it. Like Nike, right? Just do it. So yeah, this is why I'm here. I wanted to offer a new way to communicate with my followers and allow for a more extended conversation while you guys just kind of live your lives as you're driving down the street or working out or whatever. And cigars is your passion like mine. And you want to experience this journey along with me, then this is definitely the podcast for you. I wanted to share my experiences and my journey with you as I increase my knowledge base in cigars. And again, as I previously stated, I certainly don't know everything, but what I do know, I want to share with you guys and I want to share with everyone. I love talking about cigars. Again, I am not a know-it-all, but what I do know, I love teaching other people. There's a few of my sisters and brothers of the leaf that can attest to that. I am not, you know, above seeing someone in the lounge and saying, hey, why don't you have a cigar? And sometimes they'll say, well, I don't know what to do or I don't know what to get. And I will get up and I will go right in the humidor with them and, you know, go over, ask them a few questions and help them select a cigar, teach them how to cut, how to light, all that kind of stuff. And I enjoy it. You know, someone did that for me. And, you know, 3-4 years later, here I am. You know, you just never know what a little time that you put into someone's life, and it doesn't matter what it is, cigars or, you know, career training or, you know, whatever it is, or just spending your time with them. You just never know what that investment or that deposit into their life is going to manifest into. And so, you know, they would just say, pay it forward. So someone taught me, I'm going to teach someone else, especially if they're willing to learn. So why not? So yeah, that's definitely how I operate within the cigar lounges. I definitely want to make sure that everybody knows how to smoke and is having a good time. And then also I have, I do some modeling like I was mentioning. I do some marketing material for certain lounges. I do social media influencing. And I had the pleasure of even doing a music video last year. That was so fun. Someone reached out to me and was like, hey, I want you to be in my music video. And I'm like, what kind of genre is it? It's rap. I'm like, listen, I'm not, I am not doing any kind of booty shaking, nothing like that. Okay. So I think you got the wrong chick. And he was like, no. I just want you to just come and do what you do. Like, well, I've been watching you on Instagram and watching you on Facebook. I just want you to just smoke, just do what you normally do. And I'm like, you want to pay me to be in a music video just to smoke cigars? Yeah, I'm there. Sign me up. I'm all for that. And I had an absolutely great time. We shot in Raleigh. The music video was fun. And I just had a phenomenal time. So there's lots of opportunities that have come about from the birth of Elegant Plume. And I'm so grateful. And I'm so excited to see where this journey takes me. And like I said, I want to take you guys along with me. The description of the show. So I know there's quite a few cigar podcasts out there. Definitely do not have any intention to mirror or duplicate any content. I just want to share with you guys me, Elegant Plume, Drita Hyde. I want you guys to just experience cigars from my point of view. We will definitely be having some interviews. I was fortunate enough to meet quite a few of phenomenal people in my journey thus far. From brand owners to cigar reps to lounge owners to brokers to just regular, you know, smokers that I have been fortunate to, you know, in some cases call my friends. And I mean, the conversations that we have in the lounges are just so great. And I want to be able to bring that to you guys. I want to share my world with you all. So that is definitely what we're going to be doing. So definitely going to be doing some interviews. It's going to be very informative, and we're going to have fun, lots of laughter, and we're also going to have some giveaways too, which is probably going to be mostly conducted through social media, like my Instagram page and all that. So I welcome you guys to the Smoke Room. Some of the topics that we will be covering will be like the history of cigars, what it's like to be a woman in the cigar community, you know, what kind of experiences do we have in cigar lounges. We'll talk about, I don't know, just everything cigars. You guys are just going to have to tune back in and go back and look and see what are the other episodes that we have and, you know, join us. And then, of course, you can always contact me if there's anything in particular that you do want me to cover. We'll also have some question and answer sessions where you guys can send in some cigars. Or is that cigars? I'm sorry. You can send in some questions and then I'll go ahead and answer those for you. There will also be some episodes where we'll be going live. So it'll be very interactive. We'll be live on Facebook and on Instagram. And then we'll also be filming some of the episodes in the future as well. So you'll be able to see me and also my co-host and any guests that we may have in the building on YouTube. So I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be multi-dimensional podcast. And I just have so much planned for you guys. And I really encourage you guys to come back and follow me. And, you know, let's do this. Let's have a great time. So again, before I end, I just want to mention again, Montenegro Cigars is the sponsor for our podcast today. You can reach them at mspcigars.com. And that's mspcigars.com. Go ahead and check them out. Look at what kind of cigars they have and make your order. But until next time, join me again in the Smoke Room as we discuss all things cigars.
Thank you for joining us in the Smoke Room for another great episode. Stay in contact with Drita on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Elegant Plume. And learn more about cigars with Elegant Plume at our website, www.elegantplume.com. Until next time, keep it smoky.